love Solana's music on Fridays. We are rapidly approaching Crowder 5 o'clock, which is when our song comes on. But I'm in the middle of Radio Row in Los Angeles for the Spence Porter fight, and I don't know if I can do it.
They're going to think you're crazy.
You might have to handle it back from where you are in Miami.
We got you. We'll hold it down.
I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. It is tomorrow night live on Pay-Per-View. You can order it right now. You can watch it on the Fox Sports app as well. And Jamie Eisenberg, who always joins us on Fridays, was unable to join us last week because the Antonio Brown news was breaking, and he had to what happened, Jamie? You got like called into network duty, or you're the lead voice on this?
Well, you know, it's something that's big like that, they want all hands on deck, so it was time to go to work.
I mean, we wanted all hands on deck as well, but our deck, apparently you didn't want to put your hand there.
What'd you say to me?
You know what happened was there was some
deck.
Confusion.
Did I say deck?
There was some confusion. I pointed at Solana and told him I was ready to go, and he didn't go to me.
Yeah, that could happen.
That's how it works, right? You just point at the producer and he tells you
you're
ready.
Just point at the producer, you know that someone's ready to ask the next question. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood, between Hollywood and Sheridan on 441. And Football Friday, by the way, is presented by our friends at Yingling. I have to find the liner, though. There's too many of them. Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. All right, if you have a question for Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com, you could line it up at 786-360-0790, although there's already a bunch of people on the line. Do you, Crowder or Solana, have any fantasy football questions for Jamie Eisenberg before we move on here?
Jamie, I wanted to ask you about these young quarterbacks, Kyle Allen, Daniel Jones. I'm looking at some rankings. They have Daniel Jones ranked higher than Tom Brady this week. Like, are we all in on these young quarterbacks? Jacoby Brissett, are we all in on these young quarterbacks?
For this week, yeah. You know, Brissett, unfortunately, doesn't have T.Y. Hilton, so that's going to hurt him in what would have been a great matchup against Oakland. But, you know, for this week, it's they just kind of line up with some good situations. You know, Daniel Jones gets a Washington team that hasn't been very good, that's on a short week on the road. I mean, you know, Channing, you played in those spots before, playing Monday night, going on the road. Well, maybe you didn't because you played for the Dolphins. But, you know,
there were a few in far between.
On the road. Short week going on the road. You know, it's not a good situation for a bad defense. So, you know, the Giants Stadium is going to be, you know, electric, just waiting to see Daniel Jones in his first home start after what he did last week. So I like him this week a lot. Kyle Allen, I kind of buy into these intangibles of last week he went to his hometown. You know, he's from Scottsdale, played in Arizona. This week he's going to Houston. He went to the University of Houston. So he's playing well, good matchup. I like that situation for him. You know, it's just a tough spot for Brady against the Bills, so it's just kind of looking at it as, can these guys be better than Tom Brady? And that's kind of what I'm making.
Do you, Solana, have any private fantasy football questions that you want to pretend is a public question for Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie, I'm pointing at you right now. I need two of these three. Two out of these three. It's a half PPR league. Darrell Williams, Terrell Williams, and Mecole Hardman.
A lot of names there that you butchered. I think when you look at for PPR, you know, Darrell Williams is interesting because Damian Williams is out. Now, Tyrell Williams, not Terrell, Tyrell, he doesn't catch a lot of passes, but he scored a touchdown in three straight games, and the Colts are down two key defenders without Darius Leonard and Malik Hooker there. Hardman's not going to catch a lot of passes, but obviously he's playing for the Chiefs. I probably would just take the two receivers there. You know, and just hope that Tyrell Williams and Mecole Hardman continue to score. That's Mecole, not Mecole.
So, yes, Mecole. Okay, gotcha.
I got one more for you, Jamie. Buyer or seller on Melvin Gordon?
I would say he's more of a buy than a sell. Although, I mean, you know, this is one of those situations where you got to look at what your record is. And if you need somebody that's going to help you immediately, I would say don't buy. If you don't, and if you have him and you need to win now, I would sell, you know, just to try and get somebody that can help you now. Now, we just found out that Justin Jackson is not going to play against the Dolphins, and there's some speculation that maybe Gordon gets in there. But you've seen this before time and time again. Whenever we have these holdout running backs, there's usually a soft tissue injury that pops up or something that, you know, becomes an issue just because of them not practicing or playing. So that's my only concern about saying to buy him. But, you know, the Chargers clearly need him, and the fact that he's back earlier than expected is a good sign.
Unfunny Lewis, do you have anything for Jamie Eisenberg?
No, I don't have a question, but I've been pointing at Solana for 2 days from L.A. and nothing.
How'd that go for you, Channing? Was that funny?
My man, he thinks you're
complimenting him. My producer on site here, Jamie, is a lifelong friend of mine, Lewis, and he's just not funny. And he was, that's not a bit. Like, he's not, like, I call him Unfunny Lewis. How long have I been calling you Unfunny Lewis? 25
years?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. And he thinks it's affectionate. And he's the nicest guy on the planet, right? Crowder, you've spent time with him. I mean, anytime I'm on the West Coast, Lewis has got a pilot license. Like, he'll fly into to Vegas and visit us when we're there. He is just not funny. Do you have any other questions for Jamie Eisenberg?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's good. Everything good, Jamie?
Everything's good.
All right, everything's good with Jamie. Steven and Kendall, go ahead. Ask a question of Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports.
Yes, hello?
Yep, you're on.
All right, yeah. So I have two questions. Both of them are 12-man leagues. One of them is half PPR. Who would I start, Josh Gordon or Philip Lindsay? Because I feel like Philip Lindsay was a kind of a fluke because he shares the backfield with Royce Freeman, so I don't know.
Yeah, I go with Lindsay just because I think it's going to be tough for Gordon going against Tre'Davious White, right, for Buffalo. And he did a good job against Josh Gordon in the one meeting that the two teams played last year when Gordon was on the team. So I give a slight nod toward Lindsay, who's been doing a good job catching the ball with backfield too.
Our friend Lucky the bookie. Oh, did you have another question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. One more, just because I really want to.
Do your thing. I mean, Lewis has been taking over the show. You might as well too.
I appreciate that. So another 12-man league. I saw for my flex, I want to know if I should play Rex Burkhead or Cortland Sutton, because I know Burkhead has the most scrimmage yards between all the Patriots running backs, but against a good Bills defense, I don't know how he'll fare. It's top PPR as well.
Is Burkhead or who? I didn't catch the second name.
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, I think I'd go Burkhead there. We're going to see, I think, a little change in philosophy for the Patriots with James Devlin out. England. They don't usually like to play Sony Michel in one single back set, So I think you're going to see Rex Burkhead on more. So as long as he's been a little bit banged up with a foot injury, as long as he plays, I think that's a good situation for him comparatively to Sutton right now.
All right, Jamie, your phone is crapping out, so now I'm going to get to the – where are you? Are you in your car? Uh-oh. Are you looking at Solana? No, we can barely hear you. Where are you? Are you in your car?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, all right. Well, your phone is crapping out. Let me get to the stuff then, because I don't. These are good yes or no or one answer, one word questions. Last week, Jamie Eisenberg, by the way, is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. Last week, we had a little debate on the show because I think Solana, I asked you to play Jump by Chris Cross, and then I asked you to get a song from Christopher Cross. You thought they were the same people, right?
Yeah, I still think they're the same person. I think you're lying to me.
Well, okay, well, they're not. I mean, it's obvious that they're not. So I'll give you these. Jamie Eisenberg, you are the arbiter of all things on this show. Is your phone connected? Are you there?
I'm good.
All right, here we go. Chris Cross or Christopher Cross?
Chris Cross.
Okay, Chris Cross, the rappers.
Yes.
All right.
Make you
Diana
jump.
Ross. Diana Ross, right, make you jump. Diana Ross or Rick Ross?
Diana Ross.
Barry Manilow or Barry White?
Oh, Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Oh. Kenny G or Pusha T?
Oh, Kenny G.
Go ahead. You want me to say it again, Crowder?
You're reaching.
Well, the funny thing was, I was going to purposely mispronounce it as Pushat, but I didn't think anyone would know the joke that I was making. So I'm sorry, did you pick Kenny G or Pusha T?
Kenny G.
Okay. Post Malone or Moses Malone? Post Malone or Moses Malone?
Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
Of course. Cardi B or B.B. King?
B.B. King.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one, I know. You had to think about it. Young Thug or Steve Young?
I'll stick with my football realm. I'll go Steve Young.
Kendrick Lamar or Lamar Luttrell?
Kendrick Lamar.
And you know who Lamar Luttrell? Do you know who Lamar Luttrell is?
No clue.
he was the black guy in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in the fraternity there.
He threw the javelin.
In the javelin that bounced up and down. Baby Got Back or Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner?
Oh, Baby Got Back.
All right. Blame it on the rain or blame it on my juice?
Blame it on the rain.
Trick Loves the Kids or Trick or Treat?
Trick Loves the Kids.
Of course. Trick Loves the Kids. All right, there you go. Jamie Eisberg from CBSSports.com. I want to know the reaction of the people that are, A, are on hold with fantasy questions, or B, tuned in to hear some fantasy advice. And I just... Who was the caller that I took? Steven. He scared me away from taking any other callers. He just droned on and on, and then I couldn't hear Jamie, and I was like, you know what? I have very important stuff to get to. So there you go. Thank you, Jamie.
The Trick Loves the Kids, buddy. Have a good one.
How the hell did you get a Lamar Luttrell reference in?
What about you? I'll ask you those. Chris Cross or Christopher Cross?
Chris Cross.
Diana Ross or Rick Ross?
Diana Ross, that's my girl.
Barry Manilow or Barry White?
Barry White.
Kenny G or Pusha T?
I gotta go with Kenny G.
Wow. Post Malone or Moses Malone?
Moses Malone.
Cardi B or B.B. King?
B.B. King is a legend.
Young Thug or Steve Young?
Young Thug.
Kendrick Lamar or Lamar Luttrell?
You know I'm going my homeboy.
Lamar Luttrell.
Omega move.
Baby Got Back or Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner?
Baby Got Back.
Blame It on the Rain or Blame It on My Juice?
Blame It on the Rain. That entire song was made by the guy's mouth. No instruments.
No, that's a Milli Vanilli song. You're thinking of, what are you thinking of? You're thinking of Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
What happened? Trick Loves the Kids or Trick or Treat?
Gotta go with Trick Loves the Kids.
All right.